Vishadam madameva cha.
Vishadam madameva cha.
Navimunchati durmedha. Navimunchati durmedha. Dhriti saparta tamasi. Dhriti saparta tamasi. Yaya svapnam bhayam shokam. Vishadam madameva cha. Navimunchati durmedha. Dhriti saparta tamasi. Yaya svapnam bhayam shokam. Vishadam madameva cha. Navimunchati durmedha. Dhriti saparta tamasi. Yaya,
by which?
Svapnam,
dreaming.
Bhayam,
fearfulness.
Shokam,
lamentation.
Vishadam,
moroseness.
Madam,
illusion. Interesting. Same word you could say in English, madam. Illusion. Anyway, no further comment.
Eva,
certainly.
Cha,
also.
Na,
never.
Vimunchati,
one gives up.
Durmedha,
unintelligent.
Drittihi,
determination.
Sa,
that.
Partha,
O son of Pritha.
Tamasi,
in the mode of ignorance.
And that determination, which cannot go beyond dreaming, fearfulness, lamentation, moroseness, and illusion, such unintelligent determination, O son of Pritha, is in the mode of darkness. Responsibly, please repeat. And that determination, which cannot go beyond dreaming, fearfulness, lamentation, moroseness, and illusion, such unintelligent determination, O son of Pritha, is in the mode of darkness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It should not be concluded that a person in the mode of goodness does not dream. Here, dream means too much sleep. Dreaming is always present, either in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance. Dreaming is a natural occurrence. But those who cannot avoid oversleeping, who cannot avoid the pride of enjoying material objects, who are always dreaming of lording it over the material world, and whose life, mind, and senses are thus engaged, are considered to have determination in the mode of ignorance. Yaya svapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madam eva cha navimunchati durmedha dhritisa partha tamasi. So we've been discussing determination in the mode of goodness, passion, and now determination in the mode of ignorance. Actually, dhriti sa partha tamasi, these two words, dhriti and tamasi, almost sound like they don't go together. Determination and darkness or ignorance is kind of like an oxymoron. The words just, you can't put them together. For most of us, we'd love to be determined. We want determination. In fact, we feel a lack of determination is holding us back in spiritual life. And Rupa Goswami says, Utsahan nischaya dairyat tatat karma parvartanat, that one should be, in order to be successful, one must be determined, enthusiastic, determined, and patient. So, here we see how a person can actually have determination, but he's in the mode of ignorance. And that is why the human life is so different from other species. We have the capability to discriminate. And it is these fine types of discrimination which allow us to discriminate between right and wrong, between the body and the soul, between spirit and matter. This power of discrimination allows us to understand our relationship with Krishna. Other living beings, animals, aquatics, etc., they don't have this brain tissue or fine sense of discrimination. Determination which cannot go beyond dreaming. So Prabhupada points out here that, again, we'd all love to have a nice dream about Krishna. In fact, sometimes people tell me, oh, last night I dreamt about Prabhupada, and I get so envious because I never remember any of my dreams. So, you know, it's nice to have a dream about Krishna or about Krishna's devotee. In one sense, dreams are very relishable, especially when they are spiritual dreams. But here what is being discussed is someone who dreams of doing something which is not within his capacity to do. For example, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. The whole material nature is under the influence of sattva, rajas, and tamoguna. Prakriti is being controlled by the modes of material nature. But ahankara, because of false ego, vimudatma, a very foolish person, an atma, but not only just an atma, but the adjective used is mudatma, a very foolish person. And not only mudatma, but vimudatma, a very foolish person, thinks, kartaham iti manyate, that I am the doer, I am the controller, ishwaroham, aham bogi, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller, Ishwara. So this type of dreaming, and Prabhupada clarifies in the purport, he says,
who are always dreaming of lording it over the material world, and whose life, mind, and senses are thus engaged.
So practically speaking, as we discussed on Sunday, as this is Kali Yuga, 99.9% of the population are under the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. And their austerities, their determination, their sacrifices, everything is under the mode of passion and ignorance. So people are dreaming of lording it over others, lording it over material nature. Devotees should discriminate. And that tendency is there. Whatever we read in the Bhagavad Gita, we should not think that the potential to be a demon is not there within us also. It is there. And, in fact, not so long ago, we were acting like good little demons, engaging in all kinds of sinful activity and completely bewildered by a myriad of lusty desires and having no meaning in our lives. So, the tendency is there. And when we read about this determination, which is simply dreaming about lording it over the material world, we have to try to recognize that within our character and clear it, cleanse it, eradicate that propensity. We want to develop godly qualities. And, of course, this will happen by engaging in devotional service. Automatically, one will develop good qualities. But within one's mind, nevertheless, there will be some kind of a struggle. So it is not difficult to win the battle, just like Arjuna. There was never any doubt who would win the battle once Arjuna surrendered to Krishna and took guidance from Krishna. Right at the very beginning, the Kauravas, and especially the Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya and all the great experienced soldiers, on hearing, just hearing the conch shells of Lord Krishna and the Pandavas, they understood that the battle was lost. Although they had 11 Akshohini of soldiers and the Pandavas only had 7. In other words, they were almost 30% larger army. And most of the senior warriors were fighting on the side of Duryodhana. So, rationally, one would think that the Kauravas would win. But because of Krishna's presence, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno, Yatra Partho Danurdaraha Tatra Shir Vijayabhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So this fearfulness, lamentation, moroseness, and illusion, these are qualities of someone whose determination is in the mode of ignorance. But if we recognize these qualities, we can change our lives. Nothing is eternal in that sense. Our qualities can be changed by following the right process. Here also, dreaming, Prabhupada talks about fearfulness. Fearfulness takes place when you're unsure about something, when there's a lack of knowledge. Knowledge destroys fearfulness. So when one does not know the result, when everything seems to be going wrong in one's life, and there are times when that happens. In everybody's life, there are periods where things are going great, and there are periods when you just can't seem to get up out of the right side of the bed. Everything you do goes wrong. You lose money at business, your enemies defeat you, your friends desert you, your health starts to deteriorate, and, you know, you think, what's going on here? And you become very frustrated and very fearful. So, determination, which is based upon the fearfulness of not knowing the purpose of life, not knowing how to act, that the demons, their lives are basically, they're strong. Demons can be very strong, but behind the facade, the mask, behind the mask, inside the heart, there is doubt and there is fearfulness. Because they just don't know. They have no absolute realization. They may have some relative experience which gives them confidence. They've exploited people before, they've conquered people before, they've cheated before, and they've gotten away with it. So they have some confidence about acting in sinful ways. But they have no absolute realization. There's always the aspect of ambiguity, the aspect of something different might happen. They've seen that other demons have been defeated in the past, and they're always fearful that it will happen to them. Pravritim cha nivritim cha janana vidurasura nasaucham napi chacharo natesu satyam vidyate. They just don't know how to act in anything. They don't know how to eat. They don't know how to be clean. They don't know how to work. So they're fearful. And even though they're determined to succeed, but because they won't surrender to God, they won't take instruction from the Lord because they're too puffed up. Therefore, they're bound to failure. They're doomed. Their only future is old age, disease, and death. Lamentation. Practically, this is how the whole discussion of the Bhagavad Gita takes place. Arjuna experiences lamentation. He tells Krishna right in the beginning, after seeing what is about to take place. The first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is called Setting the Scene. So you get a description. What Arjuna is seeing. He tells Krishna, take my chariot into the middle of the battlefield, or at least to the front part of the battlefield, so I can see what is about to happen. And then he sees all his relatives and teachers and the whole dynasty there, and he gets totally bewildered. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava. He says that I'm becoming bewildered by miserliness. Kripana, a miserly person, is someone who doesn't solve the problems of human life. Human life is a chance. It's an opportunity. It's not just another life. There are many species of life that offer different things. Every species. If you want to eat in this way, you can have this kind of body. If you want to have sex in this way, then this body is good. You know, it's like a menu in a restaurant. Whatever you want, there's a choice there for you. Take this body. But the human body doesn't offer anything special as far as sense gratification goes. We are not particularly better suited than any of the other animals for sense gratification. In fact, you would be much better off to have some other kind of body. We've discussed so many times before. Bears can sleep for 6 months. Elephants can eat hundreds of kgs. Pigs can have sex with mother, sister, daughter. Pigeons can do it 10 times an hour. Tigers can eat with... can eat meat without cooking it or spicing it or using ghee or anything. The animals are just better suited for sense gratification. There's no competition. Human life is a special, special opportunity to wake up from our dreaming state. And Arjuna starts to get distressed. He becomes miserly in his thinking. Prachami tvam dharma samudha cheta. He said, I'm in a samudha cheta, like an ocean of despondency, an ocean of sorrow and misery. I can't overcome this difficulty, and therefore he asked Krishna to help him. So when he gets serious, and this is the key to spiritual life, you have to become serious. Casual affiliation with a particular church or temple or mosque will not do the job. It may get you to heaven, but it won't get you back to Godhead. I doubt whether it'll get you to heaven in Kali Yuga either, because even the Pope eats nasty things. Supposed to be a pious man, but he's got good qualities, but in ignorance, he's doing many sinful things. So that won't do. One has to go deeply into the science. One has to challenge his whole belief system. One has to challenge his own values. One has to be prepared to change in a major way, a complete renovation of character. You have to be ready to make the sacrifice if you want to be successful. So Krishna says, okay, you're serious. And then he chastises him. The first thing he does, you know, Arjuna thinks, oh, be easy on me. You know, I'm suffering. You know, I'm. And Krishna just gets heavy and says, asochananva sochastvam pragyavadangscha bhashase. Gatasuna agatasungscha nanu sochanti panditaha. You're talking like a pundit, big man. You think you're so learned and you're quoting from scripture. But I see the result. Socha. Lamentation. Here also, what is the word? Shokam. So the same word, basically. Lamentation. And Krishna says that a wise man, he never laments for gata or agata. Gata means gata sun. Sun means life, asun. And gata sun means he never laments for the living, or gata sun, or the dead. He never laments either for the living or the dead, gata or agata. So, Arjuna, great personality, but somehow he or other has fallen under, somehow he's fallen under the influence of lamentation. And Krishna tells him, give up this petty weakness of heart. Give up this lamentation. There's nothing to lament about. The soul is eternal. It cannot be cut by any weapon or withered by the wind or wet by water. The body is destined to die. It's dead already. What is to lament? And moroseness and illusion, again, someone who is in the mode of ignorance. The mode of ignorance is characterized by indolence, laziness, intoxication, etc. So, sometimes you see people under the influence of intoxication, or even people who are lazy in the matter of spiritual life. They can be active. They can be active, but lazy. One who sees action in inaction and inaction in action is wise amongst men. In other words, a devotee is sitting there chanting Hare Krishna, appearing to be doing nothing. And the Bhagavad Gita says he's the most active person. But someone else is running around madly trying to earn money and trying to enjoy sense gratification. And he's actually inactive because he's achieving nothing. He's just chewing the chewed. So what is actually laziness? One can be active, but if he's lazy about inquiring about the purpose of human life, then he's actually lazy. So this type of activity and determination is in the mode of darkness. And we are forced by our situation to associate with non-devotees. We have to go to school with non-devotees. We have to work in the workplace with non-devotees. Our relatives are non-devotees sometimes. Or let's talk in degrees. Let's say everyone's a devotee, but most people are not manifesting devotional qualities, and we have to associate with them. So we can see that these qualities exist by knowing about them, and we won't get bewildered. They appear to be, they built a big society. You go to New York City. Prabhupada, when he first went to New York in 1966, and he got off the boat, and he went to Manhattan. And he went downtown Manhattan, and he looked at all the big skyscrapers, all the big, huge, tall buildings, and all the fancy cars driving here and there, and all the people dressed in fancy clothes, and all the big shops with so many expensive items. And he just laughed. And he thought, Maya has really done a good job here. So, they appear to be doing, but what is the value of their doing? What is it leading towards? It's
leading simply to rebirth again in the material world in what kind of body, we don't know. Someone's got to be born as a dog. Someone has to be born as a hog. Someone has to be born in Ethiopia. Who are the people who get these births? Who are the people who are born in suffering condition? What is the devotees once tried to figure out what would be the next birth of Colonel Saunders. Have you heard of Colonel Saunders? They've covered it over now, but he used to be very famous. It was called Kentucky Fried Chicken. Have you heard of Kentucky Fried Chicken? Or they call it KFC now. They changed their name to KFC. Do they have that in... Oh, you don't have KFC here. Okay. But he's all over the world, practically, as big as... Well, now you wonder what is going to be the next birth of Mr. McDonald. Actually, his name wasn't McDonald, who started McDonald's. I forget his name. But anyway, Colonel Saunders was, you know, responsible for the death of unlimited numbers of chickens. And you're going to get a huge amount of karma. He will never see the light of day. He will go down and down and down, and he will suffer such reaction. But people don't realize this. They have no intelligence. So, we want to try to save these people. And we need to be determined. I have a nice little thing I thought I'd read here. Srila Prabhupada gave the definition of faith that he was looking for. Faith means that you are meant for giving service to Krishna. You should stick to that service, that path, in spite of all impediments. And we were talking about this the other day. Hoitukiya pratyata yatma supersedati. Devotional service is a pratyata. Someone who's on the platform of devotional service, he will not be changed. He will not be deterred. He will not be swayed from the path. He may, just like the residents of Vrindavan, when they saw Krishna dancing, or not dancing actually, they saw him entwined in the tentacles of Kaliya, Kaliya the serpent. I guess Kaliya was like an octopus, had very long arms. And he wrapped them around Krishna, and it looked like he was going to kill Krishna, squeeze him or drown him or whatever. So the residents of Vrindavan, they became very shaky. They became very nervous. Some of them fainted. For a moment, they thought that there was a possibility that Krishna could lose. And there are many other examples when Krishna was fighting when Varaha was fighting with, Hiranyaksha. When Varaha was fighting with Hiranyaksha, he dropped his club. And all the demigods became bewildered. They thought, oh no, the same thing Nisringadev was fighting with Hiranyakashipu. Again, he dropped his sword and whatever. It looked like he might be defeated. So that feeling, one may have a little feeling of fear. And that's not bad. It makes, you know, life a little exciting. But we should never doubt that we're on the right path. There's no better path. And in spite of all impediments, that means physical, mental,
intellectual, all kinds of challenges. Manushyanam sahasreshu, out of many millions of men, yatatamapi siddhanam, kaschin veti mam tattvataha. Who are going to, in the Bible also it is said, many will come forward, but few will be chosen. So we can be successful, but we have to be steady. It's not out of the realm of possibility. It's difficult, but any one of us can succeed, but we have to be steady, and we have to be prepared. Just like when Dhruva Maharaj was fighting with the Rakshasas, and he was defeating them, but then it became nighttime, and they started to employ their magic. Rakshasas are very expert at all kinds of different magic tricks, and especially they can appear and disappear. Ravana did this when he was fighting with Lord Ramchandra, and when he was fighting with the soldiers of Lord Ramchandra, he would appear and disappear, and also there are many examples of this where rakshasas are they manifest so many mystical tricks. So we should know that Maya has got many mystical tricks. We should know that in advance. But if we stick to the path, that is, Prabhupada says, that is passing the test. You should stick to that service, that path, in spite of all impediments. That is passing the test. Just generally, just like we are meant for preaching Krishna consciousness. So there may be some severe test, but still we shall remain determined. That is wanted. There may be so many impediments, punishment. Still, you should do that. That is the test. Not that as soon as there is some difficulty, I give it up. There may be severe test, but still, we shall not give it up. We must go on. That is determination. One devotee, Nava Yovana Prabhu, says, passing the test means executing the order of the spiritual master, Nava Yovana said. Prabhupada agreed. Yes, that is spiritual life. One has to take the order from the spiritual master and execute it despite all impediments. That is determination. So this is the kind of determination that we need to develop, and we need to discriminate between determination in the mode of passion, determination in the mode of ignorance, and determination in the mode of goodness. Here's a description of the qualities born of the mode of ignorance from the Bhagavad Gita, from the 14th chapter. O son of Bharata, know that the modes of darkness born of ignorance is the delusion of all embodied living entities. The results of this mode are madness, indolence, and sleep, which bind the conditioned soul. Purport. In this verse, the specific application of the word to is very significant. This means that the mode of ignorance is a very peculiar qualification of the embodied soul. The mode of ignorance is just the opposite of the mode of goodness. So it's a very peculiar qualification of the embodied soul, the mode of ignorance. And it's just the opposite of the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, by development of knowledge, one can understand what is what. English expression. One can understand things as they are. But the mode of ignorance is just the opposite. Everyone under the spell of the mode of ignorance becomes mad, and a madman cannot understand what is what. Instead of making advancement, one becomes degraded. The definition of the mode of ignorance is stated in the Vedic literature, Vastu yathatmya jnanavarakam viparyaya jnanajanakam. Under the spell of ignorance, one cannot understand a thing as it is. For example, now this is a great example. Everyone has seen that his grandfather has died, and therefore he will also die. Man is mortal. The children that he conceives will also die. So he's seen that people older than him have died. He can understand that his own children will die. So death is sure. Still, people are madly accumulating money and working very hard all day and night, not caring for the eternal spirit. This is madness. It's such a common sense thing. And yet, as we say, the most uncommon thing in the world is common sense. Why? I mean, people sometimes ridicule Asian countries in general, and India in particular, because people are not very active in the matter of economic development. But nobody's tried to understand why, because if you take an Indian out of India and put them in America, chances are, you know, after a few years, you'll want to ship him back to India because he probably will have made more money than you and taken away your job and, you know, because they can work hard and they are very intelligent. Not everybody, but in general, Indians are very intelligent. A billion people, obviously there's idiots too, but they don't, their culture teaches them that, you know, Loma Sharishi, practicing austerity on the beach, on the shore of the ocean, in the hot sun, for millions and millions of years, longer than the life of Lord Brahma, he's practicing austerity. And his disciples approach him, please, Guruji, it's your Vyas Puja tomorrow. Can we build you a little hut so you won't get affected by the sun? And nah, life is too short, you know. Don't bother, you know. Life is really short. It goes by so quickly. Just yesterday, I remember I was a young man. I used to go with all the devotees and play. This happened to me in Mayapur. It was a great realization for me. This was about 4 years ago. Everybody, the mood was encourage the kids. So the Gurukula in Mayapur, the boys there, I was quite friendly with a number of the boys, and they were having a soccer game. And they wanted me to join them. So I prided myself because I'd played soccer since I was about 6 or 7 years old, and, you know, I was pretty good. Anyway, not as good as the Croatian team, but anyway. So I went to play with them, and all these young kids, you know, 18, 19, 16, 20, like that, they were running around all over the field. And I tried to keep up to them, you know, and show them a few tricks and this and that, and we went on for about an hour, and half, and I was totally exhausted. Of course, I couldn't show it. I was, I tried to pretend I wasn't exhausted. But then I started to walk back towards the building where we were staying, and all of a sudden my legs collapsed, and I became paralyzed from the waist down. And for about 3 or 4 days, I was totally paralyzed. And I realized I can't keep up with these kids anymore. I just can't act like an 18-year-old at, 45, 50 years old. So life has passed by very quickly, and it's going to happen to all of you too. Your life will pass by you very quickly. So we have to be serious. The first thing is that we have to be serious about spiritual life. So death is sure. Still, people are madly accumulating money and working very hard day and night, not caring for the eternal spirit. This is madness. In their madness, they are very reluctant to make advancement in spiritual understanding. Such people are very lazy. In their madness, they are very reluctant to make advancement in spiritual understanding. Such people are very lazy. You invite them to come to the Sunday feast. They get a nice meal. They have a nice philosophical discussion. It's as good as any church ceremony, or, it's a nice, an interesting way to have a culturally educating experience on Sunday. But still, you invite people, but they just won't come. You invite them and say, we're going to discuss philosophy. We're going to discuss about God consciousness. If they were even a little active, they could say, well, what is your philosophy before I commit to coming? And they could at least argue with you or debate with you to see if you had something intelligent to say. But they don't even do that much. They just won't come. They're tuned off. They're completely in the mode of ignorance. When they are invited to associate for spiritual understanding, they are not much interested. They are not even active like the man who is controlled by the mode of passion. Thus, another symptom of one embedded in the mode of ignorance, that he sleeps more than is required. 6 hours of sleep is sufficient, but a man in the mode of ignorance sleeps at least 10 or 12 hours a day. Such a man appears to be always dejected and is addicted to intoxicants and sleeping. These are the symptoms of a person conditioned by the mode of ignorance. So are there any questions on this verse? No? Okay. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.